Blog Talk Radio.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Good morning, and thank you for listening in to NABWIC Blog Talk Radio this morning. Today, I'm your host, Jada Williams, and our special guest today, the show who's sponsoring NABWIC Blog Talk Show this morning, is Mr. Alex Lewis, president of ABSI Insurance Group. Good morning, Mr. Alex. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, there is a lot of excitement, or shall I say not, this morning, following behind everyone staying up to go and look at the election results. But this morning, we're going to focus a little bit, talk a little bit about the election results. But our main focus this morning is healthcare, insurance, education, and tips with Mr. Alex Lewis, and also how does politics affect our healthcare system in the United States? Mr. Lewis, for our audience members, could you please introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background? Mr. Lewis is homegrown, born and raised in Miami-Dade County. He graduated from North Miami High School and attended the University of Miami. And I think you got your master's from there as well, Mr. Lewis?
Actually, I got my MBA from Nova Southeastern University. And
okay,
okay. My master's in accounting from Florida Atlantic University.
Okay, so you have a very diverse academia resume there. And what about your businesses?
Right. I primarily focus right now on health insurance. I am a licensed insurance agent in the fields of health, life, and annuities, but my main day-to-day operation is health insurance related. It all comes back to financial services. In the long run, I wanted to assist people to be financially free, and health insurance does play a big part in that. At one point, we do have a large segment of Americans who not only incur large amounts of medical bills, but also end up going bankrupt to protect themselves from those medical bills that go unpaid.
Yes,
so in my mind,
yes,
it all ties
yes.
in to be financially free and protecting yourself against unforeseen medical costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does the marketplace or quote unquote Obamacare insurance mean? What does all of that mean when we're speaking of healthcare insurance? Because that's what the first thing people think of when you speak of healthcare, they think of their jobs, because most Americans are used to their companies putting up or providing the healthcare insurance provider and assisting with the cost there. Either they think of their company they work for, or they think of marketplace / Obamacare. So could you enlighten us on what is the marketplace insurance and Obamacare all about?
Okay, it starts off by explaining to people that the Affordable Care Act is a law. That's the first thing. This was put in place to reform healthcare. Like you just said, absolutely correct. Most of us are used to an employer providing insurance for us, and we didn't even want to think about it, one less thing to worry about. But the system was flawed. It was flawed, and we needed a reform, which is what President Obama and his administration did. They reformed healthcare. The marketplace is not per se Medicaid or Medicare or that government agency. It's exactly what it is, a marketplace where you can go and you can shop for your own insurance. Capitalism is so great. When you open the doors and you give people opportunity and there's comparison and you can shop, prices go down. You get better services because there is competition. And pretty much in a nutshell, that's what the marketplace is. It's a marketplace. It's open for comparison, competition, and to make things better for the individual who can now take ownership of their health insurance needs.
Okay. Okay, and then that does have something to do with the tax credit when you're speaking of the marketplace. So could you let us know what, because a lot of people, what is this tax credit, and then they're tying now the insurance to their taxes. So help provide clarity there.
All right. I will explain to people that the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, is a law. And one of the components of the law that has definitely reformed healthcare, as we know it, is the premium tax credit, which, based on your annual income and the size of your household, you may receive a tax credit for most, if not all, of your monthly premium. Pretty much, insurance companies are private companies. So you can pick, depending on which company you want, Blue Cross, Humana, Molina, you can pick which one. The premium tax credit is the means by which you can pay for it. Of course, not all people get the tax credit to help them pay, but it is something that is available to those people who need assistance.
Okay.
It does not lower your tax refund. It does not lower your tax refund. Just want to put that out there.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for providing that clarity, because when you start speaking of taxes and people's money, you know, things get a little funny. But, okay. So for the entrepreneur, the small business or the small to mid-sized business owner, this healthcare marketplace sounds like a good thing or a good solution for providing insurance for their employers. Could you give us some tips or strategy on how the small business owners or people in the construction industry, because a lot of people in construction, especially working on these projects, we need health care insurance, or, you know, the unforeseen accident happened, you need to be able to go see the doctor. So what does this mean, or how can we take advantage or utilize the marketplace for our employers or our small business?
Absolutely. As a entrepreneur myself, self-employed person, the marketplace gives us the opportunity to actually shop for insurance, to actually take ownership of our own health insurance needs. Literally, anyone can go into the marketplace and look at the different plans and pick which company and which plan best fits them.
Okay.
And being that it is a marketplace where companies compete for your business, it's a better opportunity to define competitive rates.
Okay. And is it open enrollment season now?
Absolutely. Between November the 1st to January 31st, open enrollment is in full swing. For any reason, you can switch your company. You can pick a different plan right there on www.healthcare.gov.
Okay. And then for the small business owner or the entrepreneur that's looking for insurance, how would they reach an agent or reach out to someone like you to help them be able to break down the marketplace? Because like you said, you can go on the marketplace and shop for insurances, but how do I make sure that I have the best plan for myself as an entrepreneur and maybe to be able to suggest it to my office mate or things of that nature? So would those small business owners, would they be able to reach out to you for assistance?
Of course. As a licensed insurance agent, I do make myself available to inform, to guide, and to assist a vast majority of people. Of course, you can call the 1-800 number. Of course, you can reach out to the marketplace. But going through the advantage of going through an agent like myself is that I deal with many different companies, and I review the different plans. So, of course, I am more than available to have clients reach out to me, either by phone, by email, and we can go from there.
Well, really quick, I would like to remind our audience listeners, again, thank you for listening to us this morning on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday. And just remember, please push 1 on your phones if you would like to ask Mr. Alex any insurance questions or anything concerning with health care or to have open dialogue with us this morning. You can always dial 714-459-3918 and press 1 on your phone. Mr. Alex, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and after that we'll come back and discuss more briefly on healthcare insurance tips and education for our listeners this morning.
All right, sounds great.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes. So before we went on commercial break, you did say something, Mr. Lewis. You said that as an entrepreneur yourself, you like the freedom that this business, healthcare insurance, has been able to provide for you along with your many other endeavors you're involved in. What is your advice for young people that want to get into business and or the insurance industry?
I always advise young people education. Number one, education. Number two, work ethic. There's a vast amount of opportunity, God bless America, that we have. And I believe young people need to take advantage of those. Make use of your time. Make use of your time. The insurance industry is huge. It's vast. As I said, I have 3 different appointments in the insurance industry. You can start off with health insurance alone. You can start off by literally taking a 40-hour course to meet the state requirement, take a state exam, and then from there, reach out to the different insurance companies. Call them, email them, and just ask, can I be appointed with you? And from there, that's where the work ethic kicks in. Reach out to your circle, expand your circle, and then continue to stay focus on the different plans, the changes that come about. The one constant that you'll see in the insurance industry, basically any industry, is that there will be change. be ready for change. Be ready for the companies to merge. Be ready for new players to come into the game. And always make yourself available to customer service. Be ready to take care of clients. That goes to any business or industry you're in, but, of course, in the insurance industry, when you have clients who will have questions, who will have different circumstances come about, you want to be ready to be the agent that will take care of them and not say, I don't know, or I can't do.
So it sounds like you did all of that, and also you took a little bit of extended initiative, and gained that specialized knowledge to perfect your niche in the healthcare insurance industry, and that's opened up more opportunities for you, would you say?
Yes. As you network, as you grow, opportunities will find you. Opportunities will come. You have to position yourself. Different insurance companies will reach out to you when they see what kind of product, what kind of work you're producing. You have to be ready to learn more, to be flexible, to go to seminars, to go to networking events, to grow your business. And to all young people, I always encourage them, make use of your time. One of the greatest assets you have with your youth is time. Make use of it. Be productive.
Right. I know sometimes I sit back and I'm like, if I could do that over again, boy, I would have been reading this book or that book or tried this training or did that. So I totally amen that. So, okay, you're giving great advice and tips this morning, Alex. So I appreciate it and thank you. So would you be able to share with us or feel free to share with us some of the challenges that someone may face or some of the challenges that maybe you faced starting out in healthcare insurance, and how did you navigate around those challenges to keep your smile today and the energy you have with enrolling and being of assistance in your community?
Number one is the persistence. I always encourage all other entrepreneurs, you're going to go through the phase of suffering. You have to bear it. You have to bear it and bear it some more and go through that phase of no clients, no phone calls. You have to be able to persist. That's really what it comes back to. Every entrepreneur knows it takes persistence and time to build your business. If you can go through that phase and climb the other side of that tunnel, you'll be fine. Any entrepreneur that I've spoken to, that I've read about, have spoken about the phase of suffering. And then, like you just said,
Yes. Always
be positive. Always be smiling, because the person you're smiling could be your next client or your next referral. So always be ready.
Yes, I like that. That sounds like almost your motto, always be ready. But, Alex, we do have someone in the studio with their hand up, and I'm going to go ahead and open the mic for caller ending and phone number 0184. Your mic is open, caller.
Yes, thank you so very much. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder helping build stronger and better lives, and I am learning a lot from our guest this morning, and my question is, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book, that's a big one. That is a big one. I will go with the world-renowned answer, which is the Bible. That's my favorite book.
Okay. All right, and after that?
Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama.
Oh, perfect, perfect. All right, thank you so very much.
All right.
And what is the most recent book that you've read here lately, Mr. Lewis?
Think and Grow Rich.
Oh,
just
by Napoleon Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
So how was that experience with Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich? Because it sounds like you've been saying a lot of stay persistent, be dedicated, and be willing to sacrifice and go through your learning curves in business.
Yeah,
and actually,
absolutely.
That's one of the reasons why I asked the question, because as I listened to the radio show, and I kept hearing him talk about persistence and some of the principles from the book, Think and Grow Rich, of course, I had to call in and raise my hand. So now that she still has my mic open, and I am the Think and Grow Rich mastermind queen, the master builder, what is your favorite part of the book?
I definitely have to say, when Mr. Hill shared with us his three different times when he went from boom to bust, I always find it fascinating when people who are successful will share with you how, yes, I lost it all, I kept my cool, and then won again. Those are the parts that always amaze me. As an entrepreneur, as another adult, when someone's willing to tell me, yes, Alex, I know what it's like to fail and then get back up.
Well, Alex, we have been pleasantly surprised and honored to have you on our show today, and I'm sure that Jada's going to get back with you later about coming back on another show on Saturday. But, Jada, thank you so very much for doing an awesome job this morning, Jada. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much, Miss Ann. And like she said, she is truly the master builder and the founder and chair of NAPWIC Association. So we love
her. Oh, wow.
Her,
thank
Ann.
You.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you for having
you
me.
Didn't know you was. Yes. Okay. Well, moving right along, I just love this energy this morning. Callers, please remember to just press 1 on your phone. We do have a couple of more minutes, Mr. Lewis, to just discuss entrepreneurship, the insurance industry, and just educating our listeners, our members, our audience on healthcare insurance and how it can affect their business, their personal lives. And like we were saying when the show first started, now everyone's been paying attention to this election. Will the election or Trump winning affect healthcare insurance this upcoming year?
Well, the federal government is a huge entity, and one person cannot just make changes without going through a process. Mr. Trump did campaign on that he would repeal certain things that the Obama administration put in place. Will that happen? We're not sure. Still have to go through Congress. Still have to go through the Senate. And being that over 20 million Americans are partaking in the marketplace, I would hope to believe that the leader of the free world would not undo something that over 20 million Americans are taking part of. As a citizen and concerned American, I would believe that Mr. Trump or whoever else is in office would do what's best for the American people.
Yes. That is a very powerful statement, an enlightening statement, because I know a lot of people may have a little fear and reluctance this morning on their drive in to work or walking around or whatever they're partaking in this morning after hearing the election. But, you know, like you said, it's a process. It takes time, and 20 million people are using this. So it's not like the world is going to end today or tomorrow because of this. So the process and the policies may be revised, but it's a great asset to Americans with so many people using it. So, Mr. Alex, what is your business model? Where can we find you? Give us some of that information before the show wraps up.
Well, I'm located in Miami, Florida. My address is 83 Northeast 167th Street, Miami, Florida, 33162. I can be reached via telephone at 305-974-5774. Also contact my email, alex@absi.com.
All right, Mr. Alex. Well, I would like to take this time also, if you have any other closing remarks or big tips that you might have thought of or anything you would like to add to the show, take this time to elaborate on that.
Well, of course, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on the show and to share what I've learned over the years, and to hopefully assist listeners in learning more about the healthcare reform, the marketplace, and how they can go about taking advantage of the opportunities. I'm a definite believer in protecting ourselves and having things in place to make our lives easier. Insurance may not seem as if it's as important as all the other things that we have to worry about, but it does come in play when you need it. Encourage all Americans, please take advantage. Healthcare is reformed, and you can make your life better by being protected against the unforeseen events of medical emergency. Go ahead and get a routine checkup and be ready.
Well, you've heard it, listeners, from Mr. Alex Lewis, president and owner of the ABSI Insurance Group, located here in North Miami Beach, Florida. Please reach out to him. He's given his information. We thank you this morning for joining us on Blog Talk Radio, NABWIC. Please come back and join us again every Wednesday morning at 8:30.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.